Good evening. And welcome to Rosh Hashanah. I'm excited.
Hallelujah.
But anyways, I want to welcome everybody that's here anyways. And I just kind of want to celebrate that because we're supposed to celebrate that. And so I'm going to review here. I'm going to have Joe open us up in prayer when he comes in. And I want to review just a little bit of what I said this morning. And then I've got on there shofar sounds that maybe we can listen to. Joe, would you like to open this up, honey?
Well, there's just five of us, but I'm going to tell you, you four, I'm happy we're together here today.
Amen.
I can remember when we were moving into the other church way over there on 115 Living Waters, and everybody was just so thrilled. Well, we'll have Sunday night church. And we started to have Sunday night church, and then all of a sudden, no one showed up. Everybody, it was just a few of us, right?
Yeah.
It didn't happen, you know? So I look at this as kind of a privilege, a fun thing, a good thing. It's like kind of like icing on the cake, so to speak, spiritually.
Amen.
I can say it that way. But I just want to thank the Lord for this.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Thank you, Marie, for getting all this stuff. It's a lot. For the Lord, for the Lord's glory, and to celebrate the Hebrew New Year. It's the calendar that the Lord instituted. The Lord God. So we're celebrating His beginning of His New Year.
Amen.
And as best we can. It looks pretty sumptuous over there. We may have to
roll us out of here.
Get prayed for weight gain after we have this meal. But thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for this privilege of gathering here tonight. You know, no matter what we do the rest of the year, we thank you for this privilege tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm quite... I have a funny feeling. I just have like it's a little party. A party. It's our New Year's Day or New Year's Eve party with you, Lord. And you instituted it. You commanded the Jewish nation to keep it. And we are following their footsteps. We are keeping that as best we can here tonight, Lord. We give you all the honor and glory and praise. And we thank you in the mighty and holy name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. So we'd like you to hear some blowing of the shofars. If Vic can find it on the front, we didn't get a chance to communicate much. But it's all the sounds and just, you know, get in His presence and just feel Him today.
Is everybody comfortable?
Thank you. the shofars, because I think, I don't know about you, but every time I hear them, it does something to my soul, really, my spirit. And I just really love them. I love blasting them. Just to kind of give you an idea, I haven't even talked with Joe about it, but I wanted to go and get out on the porch. I think it was like yesterday or day before yesterday, I'm not for sure. And anyways, I thought, oh my goodness, it's so cold out there. But anyways, I had my pajamas on and I got out on the porch. And as I was sitting there, the Lord says, you're out here for a purpose. And I thought, oh yeah, thank you, Lord, for a little bit of sunshine. Thank you, Lord, you know, kind of like that, you know. And I thought, well, I guess I'm just having my time with you. And, you know, I'm kind of going through all that. The Lord says, I want you to look at the river. And so I kind of beaked around the best I could with my walker, and I looked, and there were three kayaks that were by the river. And the Lord said, do you remember when I had you come against the spirits that were coming from the three Marys, from the witches? Well, they're right there.
Whoa.
And so I thought, oh, Lord, am I really hearing you right, you know? And so I just started praying in tongues and everything. And they came closer to the house, and I kept on praying in tongues, and then they just kind of took off along the side. And I thought, thank you, Lord, appointed time. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to tell you that it was an appointed time. And so I came against the so-called blessings upon Flat Lake by the witches. Anyways, Rosh Hashanah was 5780. And the year, and I kind of wanted just to kind of remind you of that. And I want you to forget that. And we said in the morning that he was realigning us, putting us in a realignment. And, you know, we either have to step into it or not. You know, it was like with what took place, I kept on hearing that from the Holy Spirit, but I really, either I stepped into it, did something, prayed, and or not. So it's just like for us, we have to step into things. We have to hear him. Our hearing needs to be so acute. This is a new season, realignment, whether you like it or not. So you don't get to change his plan. His plan, it's his plan, and this is the way he wants it. And when he really did that with me, I thought, well, okay. So I want to encourage you to get ready. To get prepared, for it's because you do not want to miss out on what the Lord really has for you, even tonight. And what the Lord has said from day one here is that we have to keep our eyes on him, and we have to discern the times, and we have to be that light and that salt, and we have to keep our oil lamps filled up. And what that means is that, you know, we have to keep the Holy Spirit. We got to bring ourselves before him, ask him what he wants us to do. There is a restoration that he said. He said there is a restoration because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And he said also that there were attacks, there were trials, there were tribulations, and the enemy wants to scatter the flock. I even feel that tonight.
Yes.
Okay? And so what I'm trying to tell you is that when you're prepared, when you've made the sacrifice to be here, the Holy Spirit wants to restore you, and I think that's powerful. And the other thing that I put down here is that the enemy is about to pay you back for all that's happened to you, whether it's warfare, destruction, whatever. The Holy Spirit is saying, you're going to have it much easier. It's going to be better. You're going to just have to stay in prayer, but everything that the enemy has stolen, I'm going to bring it back.
Oh.
I think that's powerful.
Amen.
And the other thing that I put here is that the Lord has been really dealing with me about people that say, hey, you know, I'm born again. And they have absolutely no idea what that means. And born again means that you die of your own self. It's not about you. It's not about your daily life. It's that you're totally sold out to him. And I love this because in Proverbs 6:31 it says, yet if he is caught, he has to pay sevenfold, though it cost him all the wealth of his house. And I said, Lord, what are you trying to say? And he's saying, prepare, get prepared. And I think you guys that are here today, you are. You're repenting. You're saying, Lord, here I am. I want things to change. And it's just such a festival time. You know, I was so ticked off that I couldn't, you know, dance before the Lord. I'm still going to wave my banners and stuff like that before him. But I love to dance before him. In fact, no matter where Joe and I go, I always say, oh, I got to go up front now. I got to go up there and dance. Oh, you know, and he kind of looks, okay, whatever. And I just do because I love it. I love to take every part of my being and give it to the Lord. And he wants true worship. And I was looking over here that I had placed in here was the prophecy that was given. And the prophecy here still talks about the 10 virgins. I thought, Lord, you know, I'm constantly hearing this over and over again in my mind. But you know, the more I think about it, look at how many of us are here prepared tonight. I'm not saying people don't have appointments and have to do something and, hey, I would have loved to take a little longer nap and stuff like that. But you know what? I come to meet with the Lord, didn't you, tonight? I come to see what the Holy Spirit wants for each one of us. Well, in this prophecy here, it says, don't let those lamps go out. Pressing in is a process of life that we have to keep those lamps burning because those lamps can be us, that we have to constantly pour in that oil, because that's the only way we can be the salt and light. You can't do it on your own accord. And the prophecy here said that we are the lampstands that he is calling for a constant burn. So Joe made a comment that he felt it was a privilege to be here. The Lord has allowed us to be here. Well, if true, then we have to realize that we are that lampstand. And we have to keep it going. And the other thing that I put from this prophecy that I thought was important and is hard, it's like we're going to eat some olives. Maybe you like olives, maybe you don't. I don't know. I know my Joe does that. But, you know, the olives, they are pressed out, and the oil flows into vats, and it goes through a process of grinding and pressing and heat. And this type of pressing is natural. And it says here that the church will go through trials. The church will go through temptation. So do we individually. We have to go through that pressing, because when we think we have it all together, then we're in trouble. So that pressing that the Lord does with us helps us to take that oil and get the finer oil, the better oil, and get that inside of ourselves. So I love that, you know, the olives, they are a little bit greasy, but there's a richness to it. There's an anointing to it. You know, I've read so many things about the olive oil and the refining of it. And so anyways, the Lord says to put that oil in your vessels for this year that's coming. And the other thing that I wrote down, because I mentioned it earlier, was letting your oil and your vessels be clarified in a place of ache. And I thought, boy, that's weird. I ain't reading that right. It says, in other words, our vessels are clarified in a place of bend or ache. This is a place where the oil was put. However, the five virgins were clarified as being lazy in the pressing process. This means that during their trials and temptations and that pressing that was upon them, they didn't want to change. Now, very few people talk about that. All 10 of those virgins knew the Lord Jesus Christ, but they didn't want to change when things got hard, and they didn't want to prepare ahead of time to have the oil. And so I really kind of wanted to share a little bit about that, because I don't know about you, but I press in more to the Lord when I'm going through pain. You know, I thought, oh gosh, my leg really hurts. Oh, this, oh Joe, you know, I've got to get that brace on. You know, kind of all that. But I know that the Lord is with me when I'm in that hard time. I know when my bones ache and different things I go through, that He's working on me, He's changing me. He wants certain things to change. And the other thing I put down here is, you can't put the Lord's oil upon yourself and not realize it's from Him. Because one of the things when our kids went down to the place where the Bible was excreting the oil and stuff like that, I want you to know they gave us some little vials like this of it. And I put that on myself. I put it on my forehead. I put it on my legs. I put it on my body. I know it is just symbolic of the Holy Spirit, but every one of you in this place tonight needs to know that you need to resaturate yourself. You need to re-anoint yourself. You need to constantly ask for new oil, new oil that doesn't stink. And I love that. And so the Holy Spirit showed me that when we labor with Him, all things are possible. I don't know about you, that's kind of exciting. And the other thing that I put down here in the prophecy that I was reading is that He wants us to get a new anointing. We have to constantly have that new anointing, because the anointing that we have now isn't going to work for what's coming up. And I love that. And the other thing I wrote down here too, I want to see if I can find it, because I didn't want to spend a great amount of time like sounding like I'm lecturing again or whatever. But the Holy Spirit will guide you. He will help you discern the times. He will help you to keep your oil lamp filled up. Now, I set my alarm. We had like an hour and a half or something like that. Time we got home, and I thought, well, I'm just going to set my alarm. And I just set it next to my bed. And all of a sudden, I heard the Holy Spirit say, get up. Get up. We have to tune ourselves so much that we can hear His voice. Because He knows us. Do we know Him? And the other thing that I put down here is, I want you to think of all the old things. I think Kim had a great thing. Kim said, well, maybe we should just write down the things that we want to get rid of, because I'd like to do, if you weren't here, a bonfire for the 17th, and we'll just burn them. Let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of those things that are hindering us, you know, hurting us, things of the past. And like I said, one of the things I told my daughter-in-law is, I'm standing, we have stood a long time for baby Reagan, and we know that she's healed, but I want to see it. I want to see more. I'm asking the Lord for more. And so I felt like the Lord wanted all of us to take time and go through these prophetic decrees. So that's what we're going to move to the table and do. But I also kind of want to do a couple songs, just kind of set the atmosphere. And we're going to do Yeshua HaMashiach, and Days of Elijah. And then Karen asked if she could dance to Nobody Like You. Amen? Amen. So that's what we're going to do. I decree that I am the head and not the tail. Amen. That's good enough right there. The Lord my God is bringing me up and is turning things around in my life.
Amen.
And I will be ahead of the rest, and I will be coming up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I decree and declare that I am about to taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
That's what came to my mind.
Yeah, me too. I love that song ever since I heard it. I am about to taste of the sweetness of the Lord. He is turning all my bitter into sweet. I will fully experience the promise of His word.
Amen.
Amen.
I decree a restoration of all that was lost and stolen from me and my family.
Whatever the thief tries to take from my finances, my health, my ministry, and my business, I take it back now, and I will receive my restoration today in Jesus' name.
I decree a spirit of restitution to take over in Jesus' name. The enemy will pay back seven times over and even more. I decree and declare that I am ready to receive the restitution and the honor that is for the shame and for the arbitration.
I decree a renewing and a renewal of all things. I am coming into the new. Amen. The Lord is making me new, for I am a new creation, and I am coming into a new shift and alignment in spirit. I am making all things new, says the Lord.
Revelation 21:5.
I decree that I am entering into the best year of my life yet. This is going to be my year, and I am going to have the best time of my life and the most outlandish encounters and experiences with the Holy Spirit. 5780 is my year, in Jesus' name.
And I put down 2019 for you to know that you declared that. That's why I did that. Number seven.
I decree that I am entering into the greatest breakthrough of all. I am the shofar of the Lord, and I am the trumpet of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is about to release a blast of breakthrough into my spirit and out of me in Jesus' name. I will shout and praise aloud the words of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you for this. Good night. We pray that we honor you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We worship you.
Thank you, Lord.
That prayer was pleasing to your ear. We ask you to seal this today.
Yes, Lord.
And we know you heard our declarations, Father God.
Thank you, Father.
We look forward to the things coming in the new year that only you as a mighty God can do. And we thank you for doing this in our lives. Thank you for a turnaround. We thank you for restitution that is coming all the way.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, because of your goodness and your grace and your mercy. So, Father, we just seal this in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.